Blog Talk Radio.
Yah bless his holy name, and by keeping a pulse on our people, and by being cognizant of everything that arises in this universe. And what I mean by that, keeping a pulse on our people, in this last chapter of Yehoshua, chapter 24, Yehoshua puts it out there, and we repeat this statement all the time that he made. For me and my household, I don't care what y'all doing, we going to serve Yah, so to speak, paraphrasing him. And also, by keeping a pulse on our people, he tell them in so many words, you ain't going to be able to do this. But nevertheless, for me and my household, we're going to serve Yah. We've been at these studies for 10 years going. And sometimes, it appears to be stagnant. It's not our job to measure stagnation, but measure a nation to keep a check, a pulse on our people. See, if our people are praising Yah simply be Hebrew Israelites alone, that's not going to suffice. Oh, I found out I'm something special. Yes, you are special, but not in the sense that you think you are. There's an African proverb that goes, if you want to go somewhere fast, go alone. But in relationship to our nation, if you want to go far, go together. That's what Yah is basically saying. He don't want no rabbits. Here I am. Oh, I'm something special. Just me. Just one Hebrew Israelite. Ooh-wee. Yes, I'm something special. No, that's not what he expects out of us. What he expects out of us, a unified approach. What he expects out of us, a unified love for him. He don't need no many splendid single individuals thinking, I just made it on my own, and I didn't have nobody, and I'm here. What is that doing for you? If you were the only Hebrew Israelite in the universe, how would that help you? You need all hands on deck. Yehoshua says this in so many words, and he puts it out there. For me and my household, we're going to serve Yah. I know y'all ain't going to be able to handle this. But you're put to the test, as Katriel says, every day of the week. Our ancients were put to the test to find out, would they be able to go on together universally? Or would they seek to be many splendid individual things and turn out to be a hot mess? See, Yah tests us each and every day. It's true. Each one of us. To see whether we would do what Yah says or whether we would do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and what we want to do. Case in point, our ancients did exactly what Yehoshua suspected they would do. They would forget Yah. They would want to be with other nations. They want to go alone to get along. They don't want to be part of the crowd. Yes, sir, Bob. I'm part of the crowd. Although my soul is in jeopardy, my soul is looking for the prospects of Sheol. My. I'm something special. I'm afraid to tell you. No, I'm not afraid to tell you. Brothers and sisters, that way, if you're looking at life in that terms, you don't have your minds right. And most importantly, Yah said, love me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that would generate the other activities that you should be doing. Obedience, acceptability among one another, understanding among one another, common courtesy among one another, because you are part of a team. It's team play, people. Our nation is based upon team play and dynamics, not no one charismatic leader, a leadress. Oh, it's just me. I'm sitting up here eating bonbons and cupcakes. I'm something special. I didn't do anything for anyone, and I didn't help anyone with anything, and I didn't open my mouth to speak Yah. I just spoke me. That's been our downfall, people. Our downfall. An individual, many splendid thing, looking for charismatic leader because we have been socially engineered and conditioned to do so by virtue of that so-called Jesus, by virtue of so-called Allah, by virtue of so-called Buddha, and any other dot he got going on. We're a nation designed to work with one another, not against one another. And if you're seeking Yah's approval, I strongly advise and suggest to you that you learn to humble yourself, that you learn to work with your brothers and sisters instead of putting them down. You ain't nothing special. It's true. We are all special in this together, not all special individually, splendid many groups, individually, many splendid persons. This nation is based upon the dynamics of unification. That's why Yah says, cry out to me. Pray for your ancient ones, the mistakes they made. Pray for yourself. Gather yourselves together. Not gather one of you by yourself, and that's going to work. Gather yourselves, the dynamic that works for us. Stop being socially engineered under the conditioning of universal white race supremacy and walking dead Negroes. Oh, it's true. It doesn't have to be that way, people. And it shouldn't be that way. We are all in this together. Together we stand, divided we fall. As I said in that African proverb, if you want to go somewhere fast, and when you go do something fast, you always, y'all said about feet quick to run into something. You go alone. If you want to go far, you go together. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. You know, Brother Katria loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters, as him said, he gets it. We pray that Most High give you wisdom and understanding, that you get it too. So without further ado, let me introduce him to you. Brother Katria, big brother, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, Brother Yam Sufari, Sister Abiyah, Sister Nisanya, and all the Israelite sisters and brothers out there, and the strangers too. Shalom, may the Most High bless Yah. How you doing?
Doing okay, big brother, from this end. Right, we pray that you're doing also well, you and your family.
All praises, giving thanks to the Most High. Yes, you're doing well. Life, health, and strength.
Praise
and you always bring up significant things that we need to pay attention to. One of the key things is humility. And that's the greatest challenge for our people in general. Our people lack a lot of humility. And by way of humility, we can receive the wisdom that the Most High is trying to give us. So,
exactly.
Like Michael Jackson said, it starts with the man in the mirror. We got to look at ourselves and we really start humbling ourselves down. I just want to read one chapter out of the book of Ezekiel. Not the whole
By
chapter.
All means, brother. By all means.
Not the whole chapter, but just a verse.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 57:15 says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabits eternity." Who could that be?
Most
whose name
high.
Is holy. I, Yah says, dwell in a high and holy place. With him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. So being contrite and being humble are synonymous. You have to look at yourself and see where you went wrong, the mistakes you made, the sins, iniquities, and transgressions that we've committed, and admit them. Because y'all already know, you ain't hiding them from him. But that's the part of the process of humility, humbling ourselves. Just recognizing we're all that. We ain't nothing special, like you said. We
exactly.
just dust.
Exactly.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Exactly. Praise God. Thank you, big brother. Thank you, fellow students, for attending class. May the Most High bless you with these studies. Chapter 24 of Yehoshua. There's a covenant being made in Shechem, where everyone is in attendance. And it goes as, then Yehoshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before Yah. And Yehoshua said to all the people, thus said Yah, Elohim of Israel, your fathers included Terah, the father of Abraham. That's Abraham's father. And the father of Nahor dwelt on the other side of the river in old times. They served other gods. Then I took your father, Yah says, Abraham, from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants. And I gave him Isaac. To Isaac, I gave Yaakov and Esau. To Esau, I gave the mountain of Seir to possess. But Yaakov and his children went down to Mizraim. Also, I sent Moses and Aaron. I plagued Mizraim according to what I did among them. Afterwards, I brought you out. Then I brought your fathers out of Mizraim. And you came to the sea. And the Mizraimites pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. So we cried out to Yah, and he put darkness between you and the Mizraimites, and brought the sea upon them, covered them. Your eyes saw what I did in Mizraim. Then you dwelt in the wilderness a long time, 40 years to be. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. And they fought with you. But I gave them unto your hand, that you might possess their land. And I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, our kinfolk, arose to make war against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he continued to bless you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you. Also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hephites, and the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you. Also the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow, simply by your strength. I've given you land, the land I've given you in a sense. I've given you land from which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwelt in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive trees, which you did not plant. I mean, you ought to be humble to me, Yah is saying. And love me because I'm loving on y'all. Now, therefore, fear Yah, serve him in sincerity. See, like I said, a lot of people are serving Yah, but they're serving him for hidden motives. They're not serving him in humility, complete humility. They want to see the truth of the matter for themselves and other brothers and our sisters. They have a hidden agenda. Yah is inferring, implying, and suggesting, don't be having no hidden agenda coming trying to serve me. You serve me completely in sincereness and in truth, in conjunction. And in addition to that, put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Mizraim. You served him on the other side of the river and in Mizraim. Serve Yah. And it seems evil. And right now, it seems evil to you to serve Yah. Y'all think something wrong with that. But he says, Yehoshua, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your father served, they were on the other side of the Jordan, other side of the river, which is Jordan, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. And here's what Yehoshua says, which I mentioned earlier. Yehoshua put it out there for them. But as for me, in my house, how it's going down, so to speak, we will serve Yah. He said, I don't care what y'all doing. I see what Yah has done. He laid it out, what he's done for us. So if y'all think this is evil to serve Yah, I don't. Go ahead, Cartrell.
He didn't say he ain't care what y'all do, because he's warning them not to do what they was about to do. So he's so concerned, because how y'all carrying the gods that your fathers had on the other side of the Jordan, way back from Egypt, when you seen with your own eyes what the Most High has done for you? You didn't use your sword. Mm-hmm. You didn't use your bow and arrow. How'd you get these lands? How'd you get these cities? It wasn't because of the gods that your fathers had in their pockets or the gods of the Amorites. But as a leader, he knows all this. People are hiding these idols amongst them, which is why he says, you can't do this. I don't think he should have said that. I don't think he should have said, y'all can't do this. He should have told them, you have the ability to make a change and correct yourselves. He shouldn't have told them they couldn't do it, because he was prophetic and they couldn't do it.
Right. Thank you, brother.
But I jumped a little bit ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Praise Yah. So the people in response answered and said, no, far be it from us that we forsake Yah. Although, as Cottrell mentioned, they had, some of them had, wasn't serving Yah in sincerity. They had those idols from Mizraim. They had idols from on the other side of Mizraim from the very beginning, from Terah, from where Abraham hailed from. They had idols way from back then. Some of them had Hindu agendas. And he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Mizraim from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people whom we passed. And Yah drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwelt in the land. We also would serve Yah, for he is our Elohim, so their mouth said. So Jehoshua said to the people in response to them, you cannot serve Yah, for he is holy. He is a holy Elohim. What, as Katria alluded to, perhaps he shouldn't have said that, but he knew the truth. He knew that they weren't sincere. They were only giving lip service to their service. But they didn't love Yah with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves. Some of them had, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them had hidden agendas. They wanted to hold on. What is that old saying, Cottrell? They want to keep, it's a saying, and it just slipped my tongue, and it said they want to eat their cake and the something too. Something to that effect. They want to eat the cake
and eat it too.
Exactly. They want to hold on so hidden agendas. Thank you, Brother Cartier.
Yeah.
And Brother Jehoshaphat said to the people, you cannot serve Yah, for he is a holy Elohim. He is a jealous Elohim. He will not forgive your transgression nor your sins. If you forsake Yah and serve other foreign gods, like we're doing now, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done you good. After all he done for you, after he have done you good. And the people said to Jehoshua, no, but we will serve Yah. We will. They were mended about it. But Jehoshua knew what was in their heart. So Jehoshua said to the people, okay. The words are coming out your mouth. You are a witness against yourselves that you have chosen Yah for yourselves to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. We concur with you. Now, therefore, he said, put away the, he knew he had them. He knew they had them. Put away the foreign gods which are among you. Some of them got them in your pocket right now. And incline your heart to Yah Elohim of Israel. And the people said to Jehoshua, Yah, I Elohim, we will serve. Just lip service. But they were witness to their own self. In his voice, we will obey. So Jehoshua made a covenant right there at Shechem with the people that day and made for them a statute, not a statue, and an ordinance in Shechem. Then Jehoshua wrote these words in the book of the law of the law of Yah. He took a large stone, set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of Yah. I suspect the sanctuary was set up, the tabernacle. And Jehoshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us. For did you know rocks can hear? You know that, didn't you? And rocks can speak too, because that rock going to be a witness. This rock has heard the words of Yah, which he has spoke to us. It should therefore be a witness to you. Lest you deny your Elohim, Yah going to bring that rock up. So Jehoshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance. Where everybody gave lip service to it. So Jehoshua said, okay, you see this stone here? It's going to be a witness. He heard what you said. And it's written in stone, as we always said. Stop giving lip service to Yah, people. That's why some of y'all don't study. Stop giving lip service to Yah. That's why some of y'all don't meditate on Yah. Stop giving lip service to Yah. That's why y'all don't love one another. Stop giving lip service to Yah. That's why you don't love yourself. So it's so easy to hate your brother and sister that looks anything remotely like you. Stop having lack of sincerity with Yah. That's why you can pick up on anything at any time, in any given moment. Oh, I love Jesus. I love the statues that the Roman Catholic Church, Mary Mother Magdalene, Saint this, Saint that, Saint this, Saint that. That's why y'all pick up. Oh, I love me some Allah. I love me some Buddha. That's why y'all so easily pick up on the foreign gods of everybody, because you're not sincere to your Elohim. You're not sincere to your Yah. Some of you got them in your pockets right now. As we telling it, you got crosses in your pocket. You're saying how much you praise Yah. And you're inclined to do something wrong right after the show. Because you ain't hurting me or Cartrio. You only hurt yourself. As Yah said, be sincere to me. Don't just give me lip service. Be for real. And it says, our dear humble leader of our people and our humble leader of Yah, Eliezer, the high priest, the death of Yehoshua and Eliezer, the high priest. Now it came to pass after these things that Yehoshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yah, died, being 110 years old. They buried him within the border. They didn't bury him in a cemetery. They buried him within the border of his land at Timnah Serah, which is in the mountain of Ephraim on the north side of Mount Gash. Israel served Yah. And you know why they served Yah? Because they had an eldership, a leadership that was continuum of what Moses taught, what Yehoshua taught. And these leaders were a continuum of that process. And when you leave when you lose good leadership and teachers or continuum, you're prone to go back to bad habits. That's how people need to study to be leaders. It comes with time and experience and wisdom and understanding and obedience to Yah, because that's all you're going to teach. Israel served Yah all the days of Yehoshua, all the days of the elders who outlived the elders that grew up in the time where Yehoshua came up. These elders outlived Yehoshua. But during that process, they were faithful to Yah, who had known the works of Yah, which he had done for Israel. If you have good leadership, you got good people. You got bad leadership, you got bad people. And it's just that simple. Young folks ain't supposed to be teaching and leading nobody. It's supposed to be the elders. But unfortunately, our elders have been socially engineered and conditioned to be drunkards, alcoholics, wife beaters, children beaters, selling prostitutes, selling our women, and so on and so forth. So we have nothing to teach our youth. And our youth have become a byproduct of lack of leadership. Leaders need to learn how to lead these elders. They need to learn what thus said Yah. They need to learn how to be humble and obedient. They need to learn they are morally bound and obligated to do no more and no less, and speak no more and no less in that regard. Apparently, these elders knew their position. They led the nation for a short period of time. And during that leadership of those elders, they were on the right track. But without good leadership from their elders, they are on the wrong track, just like we are on the wrong track today. It's just that simple. And it says, Israel served Yah all the days of Yehoshua. In conjunction with that, all the days of the elders who outlived Yehoshua, who had known all the works of Yah, which he had done for Israel. The bones of Yehoshua, Joseph, which the children of Israel bought out of Netheram, they buried at Shechem. And the plot of ground which Jacob bought for the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and which had become an inheritance of the children of Joseph. They didn't bury him in a cemetery. They buried him on the land. And Eliezer, the son of Aaron, the high priest, died. They buried him in a hill belonging to Phinehas, not in a cemetery, on their land inheritance. His son, which had became the high priest, which was given to him in the mountains of Ephraim. There's a lot of information in this. But since you're in a form of captivity, you're not in your land, you take your dead to the cemeteries. It's true, but we didn't do that in ancient times. We buried our dead among us, and we listened to our elders. And we were great as a result of doing so. We were steadfast and steady. But when you got bad leadership, you have bad people. And it's just that simple. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. It's a good breakdown, Brother Yamsu Fari. Good understanding that we gleaned, you know, from what our leaders should be doing and how
right.
our people should be following instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you know about Shechem?
Shechem is a plot of land that was bought from Shechem, because Abraham, if memory serves me correctly, bought that land to that plot of land to bury Sarah in that plot of land, and it was used to bury Abraham in that land also.
Do you remember what happened at Shechem?
Shechem, if memory serves me correctly, Dina, I believe it was Dina, had some loose feet, and she got out, and one of the fellows of Shechem took it upon him to put the horse before the cart, the cart before the horse, so to speak. Took her, had sexual relations with her, and brothers didn't take lightly of that. I believe it was Levi and Simeon, I believe, and destroyed the whole town.
Get the gold star, bro. That's the answer.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Which shows how important Shechem was in our history. And exactly. The dude that violated Dina, his name was Shechem.
Okay. All right.
Do you know where Shechem is located?
Could you point it out to me, brother?
Present-day Palestine. Not too far from Gaza.
Oh. Oh. Okay. All right. Thank you, big bro.
Anything about this chapter, Yamsu? It's a history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
It tells the birth of our nation and all the steps that we went through to get our land. So
exactly.
If you don't know the history of Israel, you could read Joshua 24. Because he'll take you through it from the time of Abraham all the way up until the time that Joshua, Yehoshua, and Eliezer died after they had conquered the land of Canaan. And
mm-hmm.
It's like when you go to elementary school, they teach you 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and the pilgrims landed off Plymouth Rock, and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So we know the history of America, but do we know our own history? Yeah, we started out in Egypt. We was in the wilderness. Yah smashed Egypt, brought us in the wilderness. People tried to attack us in the wilderness. He protected us from the Amalek and the Amorites, and he brought us into our own land, which
mm-hmm.
he conquered for us and gave to us. So we see that Yah says, or Joshua says, that we can't serve Yah, for he's holy. He is a jealous Elohim, which means that the Most High has emotions. And we all know what jealousy is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine. You taking care of somebody. You're feeding them. You're housing them. You're clothing them. You're buying this and buying them that, setting them up. And they don't give a damn about what you did for them.
Mm-hmm.
Their loyalty goes to somebody else that you don't even know. And they don't even know. How would you feel?
Well, you wouldn't feel too darn good.
Oh, not at all. And that's how we got the Most High feeling. Serving these foreign gods and not him.
Mm-hmm.
When we vow
right.
to serve him, our ancient fathers vowed to serve him. And
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, like we today, we don't keep our words. They didn't keep their words.
Mm-mm.
As a result, he said, if you forsake Yah and serve other gods, which they did, then he will turn and do you evil and consume you after he has done you good. And that's,
well, that's life. That's life.
Hmm?
That's life in general. Ain't nobody gonna stand for no mistreatment. They doing everything for you, and you serve it other entities. That's Yah, or any other thing for that matter.
All praises.
All praises. Thank you, big brother. Thank you, fellow students. Most important, thank you, Yah. Bless your holy name. Cottrell is about to take on the last segment of study in the 30th chapter of Mashal. Some of you call it Proverbs. That is not the correct name for it. It's Mashal, chapter 30. Big brother, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we are in the book of Mashal, and we have another author. This is not King Solomon. Mm-hmm. These are the words of Agur. I don't know who Agur was, but we know mm-hmm. that he's the son of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. And Yahweh was an oracle or a prophet. They call Yahweh the man of Masa. I don't know what that means. I got to do mm-hmm. some more research. But mm-hmm. These are some powerful brothers. And these are their words. The man declares, I am weary, O Elohim. I am weary, O Elohim. I'm worn out. How many of us say that? I know I'm saying. I'm tired.
But right.
Yeah. You got to do
I've
something.
Said yeah, yep, I've yep. said it.
Surely, I am too stupid to be a man. I have not the understanding of a man. How many men on earth don't have understanding and are too stupid to admit it?
Yeah, it's true.
I have not learned wisdom. Raise your hand if you haven't learned wisdom.
Exactly.
Nor have I knowledge of the Holy One. Raise your hand if you don't have knowledge of the Holy One. Mm. And wasn't Joshua just talking about that?
Exactly.
Who has ascended to heaven and come down? All your Christians out there. Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What's his name? And what's his son's name? Surely you know. That's a good question, isn't it?
Exactly.
And I'm sure it throw a lot of people off because they don't know the Holy One. They have not learned wisdom. And they don't have understanding. So they wouldn't be able to answer this question, would they?
No, they don't understand domino effect, Katrin. They keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
It goes on to say that every word of Elohim proves true. And that's the beauty of the Most High, because he didn't even show it. He told us what was wrong with us, and he told us how to cure ourselves. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. And that's the message that Yehoshua was trying to give the nation in his last speech, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
Exactly.
Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. I guess Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John got a problem. The New Testament is a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
They add to his words. When it says don't mm-hmm. add to his words.
Mm-hmm.
Two things I ask of you. Deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, only what I need. Lest I be mm-hmm. full and deny you and say, who is Yah? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my Elohim. It sounds like something Yehoshua would have said or wrote. But I know that's his mindset. Do not slander a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be held guilty. You can't go running behind people back, confront them.
Mm-hmm.
There are those who curse their fathers, shame on them, and do not mm-hmm. bless their mothers. I think we're living in that time, Yansu.
I concur.
Who's cursing their fathers? Huh?
I concur.
And that's like something that's shocking to them because they wouldn't have wrote it.
Right.
There are those who are clean in their own eyes, but are not washed of their filth. How many people we know like that? Huh?
Yeah, everybody think themselves something special, but they're not washed from their filth.
Mm. Shame on them. Mm. There are those whose teeth are swords and whose fangs are knives to devour the poor from off the earth, the needy from among mankind. I guess he's talking about universal white racist supremacy, huh?
Exactly. In that mouth. And that mouth is a sword.
No doubt.
Their mouth are demeaning, humiliating, destroying. Their mouths destroy the Elohim, his virtue, his value. Their mouths help and teach you to destroy one another. And you're doing a great job of it, some of us.
To devour the poor from off the earth. Don't we feel that weight? The needy from among mankind. That's genocide. It says, the leech has two daughters. Give and give. Sound like George Foreman. George Foreman got five sons named George. Give and give.
The leech has two daughters. Give and give.
I know some leeches.
Exactly.
And did you know that there were three things that I never satisfied? Four, never say no. Here you go. She-hole. We ain't gonna know what She-Hole is, or do you?
Mm-hmm.
The barren woman, she wants a child. The land never satisfied with water, and the fire that never says enough. Well, we don't want that fire.
No.
The eye that mocks a father and scorns to obey a mother will be plucked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the vultures. You don't want to dishonor your mother and your father no matter what. They're the ones who brought you into this creation. You might agree with them. You might not get along with them, but never, ever, ever, ever dishonor them. Three things are too wonderful for me, or I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent upon a rock. And I always wondered how serpents move without legs, without arms.
Right.
Some of them move real fast. Some of them could climb trees. Now, how they climb trees without legs and arms is amazing.
It's true.
Yeah, man. The weight of a ship on the high seas. Yeah. You know how much them ships be weighing and they don't sink? And the way of a man with a virgin. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
This is the way of an adulteress. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done nothing wrong. Sounds like Potiphar's wife.
Well, they justify their position.
Right.
They see no wrong in their actions.
Oh, no. And that applies to us, right? Because y'all called us adulterous. We're not loyal to him. We'll wipe our mouth and we'll say we ain't did nothing wrong.
You doing it. You doing it.
Yeah, man. Under three things, the earth trembles. Under four, it cannot bear up. A slave when he becomes a king, which we have in place now. And a fool when he is filled with food. An unloved woman when she gets a husband. And a maidservant when she displaces her mistress. So all these things are out of bounds.
We know about we know about that situation with Sarah.
Yeah, yeah. And an unloved woman when she gets a husband, what's she gonna do?
Be hateful. Ain't gonna appreciate it. Go take it out on him for being unloved all those years.
Yeah.
She gonna take it out on that husband.
He in trouble.
Yep.
Four things on the earth are small, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are people, not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. The rock badgers are people, not mighty, yet they make their homes in the cliffs. The locusts have no king, yet all of them march in rank. The lizard, you can take in your hand, yet it is in king's palaces. Lizards go everywhere. Anywhere.
Exactly.
There are three things that are stately in their tread. Four are stately in their stride. The lion, which is the mightiest among beasts, and does not turn back before any. That's the kind of spirit we have to have, right? Like the lion.
Exactly.
The strutting rooster. You know, rooster ain't afraid of nobody neither.
No. He come at you.
Yeah. The he-goat, he'll butt you with his head, won't he? Okay, I've been
all day long. All day long.
And a king, and a king whose army is with him. You know, King David, his army, his boys is with him. It wasn't going to let nothing happen to King David. If you've been foolish, which you all have, because everybody plays the fool, exalting yourself, or if you've been devising evil, which many people do, put your hand on your mouth, because that's where it starts. Once you release it from your mouth, you can't take it back. For pressing milk produces curd. Pressing the nose produces blood. And pressuring anger produces strife.
If you're looking for it, you'll get it. You reap what you sow. If you're looking for somebody to be angry, keep ringing it. You're gonna produce it. It's true.
All praises. I don't know who Al Gore is, but he does have much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He falls right in line with our great king, King Solomon, and the wisdom that he has dispensed in this 30th chapter of the book of Marshall. So we give thanks and praise to Yah for Al Gore. We don't know who he is, the son of Yahweh, the oracle. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Apparently, Brother Cartwright, he was a man to learn from virtue of his studies, just like we all learn from virtue of our studies. Praise Yah.
Yes.
And those were very insightful.
If there's a wise man, you should learn from him. Here's another wise man that we can learn from.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Cartwright. Those studies were very insightful, very informative, a vast reservoir of information that we all need to meditate on, study on, and most important, in all sincerity, apply on. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartwright, brother and friend, do you have any closing remarks and comments and shaloms, good night, or goodbyes for our students?
All praises. All I could think of is that these are not educational studies, although they educate you. These studies are for the purpose of building up our spiritual powers, our spiritual side. Because there's a lot of educated fools out here. They have no spirituality. They have no understanding and no wisdom. And with this wisdom and understanding, it helps us to humble ourselves and become more spiritual beings in the way that Yah wants us to be. So a lot to meditate on. A feast for the spirit, for the soul, because we definitely don't want to go to Sheol. And these words are guiding us in a way that we should go so that our destiny won't be Sheol. That's why we do this. We love y'all. May the Most High blessings. Shalom and good night.
As my brother and friend said, we love y'all. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
you know me coming for you.